Hi, Brian. Steve showed me your picture of the country walk, and I compliment you on it. It's really good. And to blow it up to A3 size is quite a challenge. However, what you've done, of course, here is you've reduced it. And I'm looking at it as a small, even smaller than A5 on my iPad, which looks great. Because whenever you reduce something, it always looks a little better. But I suspect that on the large side, although you'll be very happy with it, you'll find certain parts of the picture don't really click. And I picked two parts out of it for you. One is the sheep. If you look at the sheep and you look at my picture, you'll see that what I've done, I've made the grass or the meadow behind the sheep, particularly the ones on the left-hand side here, I've made the grass stronger or the meadow colours stronger. This in turn, when you put the sheep in, if you put the sheep in as you have done, they would become too light. So you think, okay, well, they're too light, so I've got to darken them. So you would have to darken them. That would bring the contrast in much better. And this is something that you could practice on other things. The other part of it I would like to pick up is right in the centre, where you have that copse of by the fence, where you have that intense colour. Now, here again, it's more or less the same tone right through. You've just got little spots of colour in there. Well, if you look at the picture that I've done and you look at the picture in real life, you'll see that there's not much more contrast in that. So this is another area where contrast can be an advantage. And what I would have done simply there is just put a little bit more. You'd have to put more light in there or the mid-tone colours and then put the strength into it. But this is something, to be honest, that you could gradually work towards. And as you do more pictures, you could just start intensifying the strengths. You've heard me mention many, many times about contrast, and the contrast is what gives you the dimension. So you'll be looking at a three dimension. But I'm not going to take it away from you. You've done a really good job. And as you say, you're pretty happy with it, so therefore I think you should move on to the next one with a lot of confidence. I hope that all this helps. Bye for now.